Lord, we just come before you today, and we just ask that you help us, Lord, that you strengthen us, that you guide us, that you show us the words that you want us to have. Feed us, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you want more? I want more. I always want more, but most of the things I want more of are not the things that I need. And there are times when I want more, but I don't get it. A lot of those times when I want more and I don't get it, I get disappointed. I get upset. Start feeling sorry for myself. But it doesn't have to be that way. All else fails, go back to the basics. Got food? Got clothing? Right now we got air conditioning and it feels great. Back to the basics. Where do the basics take us? Well, if we go back to the Bible, when we go back to the basics, it's going to be 16. When we go there, we get the basics of exactly what it takes for us to be here on this earth. It gives us the basics of our job. And as long as we do our job, the Lord rewards us not with what we want, but with what we need. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. That's where we want our deeds to be. This is the entire basis that gives us the hope, that gives us the chance, that gives us the ability to pursue, the ability for us to be with the Lord, to serve the Lord, to walk with the Lord, and to be a friend to the Lord. Back to the basics. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a cheer. Wow, this mic's hot. I like it. Well, Bob mentioned he wanted more. And he kind of posed a question, more of what, right? Well, somewhere in the Word, it says you reap what you sow. Now, if you're sowing hatred and pride and jealousy and strife, well, I bet you're going to get more of it. You're going to get a lot more of it. But if you're sowing love and grace and peace, I bet you get a lot more of that as well. So what kind of harvest you got? What are you reaping? I know I've done a little gardening in my time, and if I plant seed, I expect to get a radish. So if I'm out there and I'm reaping and I'm not getting radishes, well, I guess that's not the seed I planted, right? I had somebody said to me this week, they said, trust me, I got it. This is still loud out here.
You just talk, don't worry about it.
All right, I can do that. And really, you should never trust. There's a whole long list of people you shouldn't trust. There's a short list of folks we should. I'll give you a few that you should never trust. Never trust anyone that says, oh, I won't tell anyone else. Right? Never trust anyone that says, I never inhaled. Oh, don't worry, he's never bitten anybody. Geez, I wonder, you know. Yeah, I personally would never trust anyone that says, wow, I've never done anything like this before.
How about those who say, trust me?
Yeah, that was the first one. I certainly wouldn't ever trust. Surely you will not die, but your eyes will be opened, and you will be as gods. Wouldn't trust him, right? Let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to start reading at 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Well, what it comes down to is we're weak, but he's strong. We're ignorant, and he's wise. We're only thinking wrong and doing wrong. But he's holy, and he always does the right thing. We need to put all of our trust in him. Right? It was a few weeks ago, I was over at the well generator sort of area. I was doing something, maybe messing around with a trailer. And when I'm over there, and sometimes I have the kids with me, they start climbing on, you know, whatever's over there. It's like a little jungle gym for them. And I had something in my hands, and I'm bent over, you know, facing away from, hey, I forget which of my boys it was. It was either Bodie or Kellen. I'm facing away from them. And all of a sudden I hear, Daddy, catch me. And I'm, what? And I look over, and the kid's in midair coming at me. Right? So I drop what I got and I caught him. I sort of fell to the ground a little bit because I was off balance and wasn't expecting it, you know. But yeah, I had some interesting thoughts run through my head as well. But I asked him, what were you thinking? What the heck? You know, what did you think was going on here? Why did you jump? And all he said was, because you're my dad. I mean, he trusted that because I was nearby and he yelled that I'd be there to catch him. I mean, likewise, we have a heavenly Father. We can trust Him and should trust Him. Right? Putting all of our trust in the Lord is the best way to live. I'm going to keep reading in Proverbs. I'm going to go to verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Despise not the chastening of the Lord. I mean, both of these are really ways that we can show that we trust God. The proof of our faith or of our trust in the Lord should be seen in our deeds, in our actions, the way we live, how we react to adversity. I mean, we got to be reaping the things of God. Because if we're not sowing them. Our giving also shows how much we trust the Lord. Do we trust Him to provide for us? I'm going to go over to 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 9, verse 6. Yeah. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as his purposeth in his heart, or as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. And did you notice the results of giving there? I mean, he's going to supply and bring you yet more increase. Tithing is showing God that we trust him to provide for us. We've talked about the story of Corrie ten Boom in the past. Right? She was a Christian Holocaust survivor, and she helped many escape from the Nazis. She said once, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." When a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. You sit still and you trust the engineer.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free.
Give the Lord a cheer.
Praise God. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for you guys in the chapel a little while ago if it was too loud. I forgot I had a separate volume control for the speakers. I was watching the meter for the radio and not paying attention to this. So when I realized it was loud out here, I just, oh, yeah, okay. That's how we are sometimes. We get our concentration on one thing, and we fail to look at another thing. And it's just the way it happens. But I want to talk about something. I had a friend call me on the phone the other day, one I hadn't heard from in a long, long time. And I think about him every now and then. And he called me all excited because he wanted to thank me for teaching him about the light switch. What is a light switch? It's a device that's usually on a wall, or it could be on a lamp. And when you flip it, the lights come on. And I had taught him out of Matthew. Let's see. Yeah, right. Matthew 6, verse 5. It says, when thou prayest, thou shalt not as be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Now, what most people miss when they read that is when you go in your closet and you shut the door, what happens? It gets dark. Now, that is symbolic. There is a symbolism here. When you're walking in this world, you're walking in darkness. when you seek to follow after the flesh, you're walking in darkness. When you're looking at the things of this world and desiring them, you're walking in darkness. But I'm here to tell you, there's a light switch in that closet. And if you will take the time to flip that switch, the light will come on and you'll no longer be in darkness. When you're going through troubles, and when you're going through tribulations, that's a type of darkness. But there's a light switch. It's called prayer. It's called getting in that closet and praying and glorifying and magnifying the Lord and giving Him praise and glory and thanking Him for your life and all that He has blessed you with and will bless you with. And all of a sudden the light comes on and those burdens and those worries and those frustrations and all that other garbage that you allow yourself to go through will disappear because the light will drive them off. See, you put yourself in darkness. God does not put you in darkness. You put yourself in darkness. And He's given you the light switch, but you have to turn it on. He's not going to turn it on for you. And you think your life is in darkness sometimes. Let me tell you about a life that was in true darkness. The life of Jesus Christ in those last days, when He was beaten and He was crucified and He was mocked and He died on that cross and He descended into hell. That's darkness, my friends. But let me tell you something. When they put Him in that tomb and they shut that door, that's the darkest of darknesses. And yet, He turned on the light. And that light shined in that darkness so bright. And He came up out of that and was resurrected unto eternal life, so that we will have the promise of being resurrected as He was, if we believe the light. Amen. If we trust that light. What does it say in John? He was the light that shineth in the world. He lighteth every man. And I will add woman that enters into the world. You have the light. The light is there. All you have to do is turn it on. You can live in darkness if you want to. That's what you want to do. Then you go right ahead and do it. I have no time for you. None whatsoever. Because I am not going to live in darkness. I'm going to live in the light. So if you want to live around me, there's going to be light. If you don't like the light, don't be around me. But if you love the light as I love the light, then let's walk in the light together. Amen?
Amen.
This young man, or older man now, his name is Donnie. He was so excited because he was thinking about the light switch and he was thinking about the closet, and all of a sudden God showed him the tomb. And when he realized the power in that light, he knew that all his problems could vanish in a heartbeat if he allowed himself to be saturated in that light. How about you? Can you do that? I hope you will. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm done.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every song in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Say unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless wealth. Say unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Say unto the Ancient of Days. For none can compare to your matchless wealth. Say unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Say unto the Ancient of Days. Say unto the Ancient of Days. Say unto the Ancient of Days. Say unto the Ancient of Days.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
call
Jesus, calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Jesus, 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 Jesus. Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Holy Spirit, come and set your fire. Holy Spirit, come and set your fire. Holy Spirit, come and set your fire. Fire, 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 fire. Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. I feel the rain, I feel the rain, I feel it falling down on me. I feel the rain, I feel the rain, I feel it falling down on me. The poor man and I live together, and I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
I feel the rain,
feel the rain,
feel the rain,
feel the falling down on me. I'll be. Warm and loving and together. And I'm not talking about the weather. The Holy Ghost rain is falling down on me.
Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, be with us as we go out this week. Walk with us. Better yet, let us walk with you. Let us choose you, Lord. Let us be with you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.